everybody, and welcome in. My name is Andrew Salchunas, producer of Gargano and Martinez Middays. You hear me on the weekends, so you must know me by now. Filling in for Devon Givens now until 8 o'clock when we will have Sixers-Houston. Sixers playing in Houston, facing the Rockets. In case you guys missed it recently, not too long ago, Keith Pompey has reported that Ben Simmons will play tonight. There was some concern that he would be out. He had some stomach issues going on, probably caused some on the plane, but Ben Simmons will be playing tonight. So good news for the Philadelphia 76ers. They have Ben Simmons. However, they will be missing Joel Embiid for the eighth straight game, all eight games since the All-Star break. The Sixers are 4-3 since the All-Star break, but you guys know those three losses. Like, those three losses have stuck out to everybody. And after every single loss, it's almost like we're reacting to Eagles games. People are losing their minds. Fire this guy. Fire that guy. Can't play this guy. Can't play that guy. So it leads me to my topic tonight. And we're going to be talking Sixers all show. I know there's Eagles stuff going on. I know there's Philly stuff going on. If you guys want to talk about those teams, feel free. 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. But because we are leading into the Sixers game tonight, and I know Devon Givens does a lot of Sixers talk when there are games the night that he does shows, I want to give people the opportunity to talk Sixers tonight. And the topic that I have on the table reads as follows. Since the All-Star break, you are finding yourself blank with the Sixers. Now, as I always do, I like to open up a show with a Twitter poll just to sort of see how people are feeling early in the show. And this is one way that we can react. So if you find the Twitter poll on the station's Twitter account at 975 The Fanatic, it retweeted my poll. My Twitter handle is at asalchunas975. Since the All-Star break, you are finding yourself blank with the Sixers. The three options: enjoying, frustrated with, and worried about. Now, the reason why I bring that up is because I was listening to the Mike Missanelli show on my way home after I was done producing for Anthony and Jason today. And I heard Tyrone Johnson talking about how some people are lacking enjoyment with the Sixers. You look at the Sixers' record this year, they're 41-24. They're going to get to 50 wins. They have 17 games remaining. They need 9 more wins to get to 50. And we all hope that Joel Embiid is back this week. And I'm worried about Joel Embiid, but he told us he'd be back this week. Brett Brown is still seeming optimistic. The Sixers face the Pacers this Sunday, so as big of a game that is, you need Joel Embiid back at that point. So the Sixers are going to get back to 50 wins for the second straight time for the first time since the 80s. I wasn't born yet. I was born in 93. I never experienced two straight 50-win seasons in my life. But it seems like more people are frustrated or worried about the Sixers than they are enjoying it. So the question is, since the All-Star break, that's the big part of the question. And 59% of Sixers fans are voting frustrated with. 29% say worried about. And only 12%, it's early, so we only have 500 votes just so far. But only 12% are finding themselves enjoying the Sixers. And I know all of you are watching them, right? This isn't like the Phillies last year. This isn't like the Sixers during the process. This isn't the bad years of the Eagles, the bad years of the Flyers. You're actually sitting down and making sure that you watch 90% of Sixers games this year. And I know it's a Friday night, but Friday at 8, you're going to enjoy yourself watching Sixers Rockets tonight. With Embiid, without Embiid, you are going to watch tonight's game. You better be. We're nearing the end of the regular season. Every single game counts at this point for playoff standings. Because right now, you're still just the fourth seed. If you want to make some noise, you got to get up to that third seed. So here we are, since the All-Star break, you're finding yourself blank with the Sixers. And the majority of the people are frustrated with the Sixers so far. And I want to know what exactly you are frustrated with. Is it the head coach, Brett Brown? Is that all there is to it? Yeah, like you guys, like the majority of you guys, I'm starting to feel total concern about Brett Brown to the point where I don't think he's back next year. I really don't think he's back next year. The only reason why he will be back is if they get to the Eastern Conference Finals. And as I've been on record multiple times now, I don't think they get out of round two. As talented as a team that this is, they still haven't figured out how to play with each other. I mean, you look at it, since the All-Star break, they're just 4-3. When these trades first happened, when the trade with the Clippers first happened, if I said in the first seven games following the All-Star break, the record would be, I guarantee you, a big amount, a large amount of Sixers fans would say 7-0. Many would say 6-1, many would say 5-2, but nobody would say 4-3. Now, of course, Joel Embiid's out. Joel Embiid has been out for seven games. Tonight will be his eighth straight. And yes, Joel Embiid means so much for this team. Joel Embiid is the reason why you win games. He's the reason why you lose games. If he's not having a good night, he's usually the reason why you lost. And I'm not taking anything away from Joel Embiid. I'm just saying he means so much to you that if you're either missing him and he's not playing or he has a bad night, more often than not, the Sixers lost because they rely so much on Joel Embiid. But I don't want to just give them a pass because they are without Joel Embiid. If it's one or two games, that's one thing. We are now at game seven, and tonight will be game eight since the Sixers have not had Joel Embiid. And if you look at the teams that they have faced since the All-Star break, the first game was the Miami Heat. They only won by four games, and it was an ugly win. But we always found that excuse, right? Oh, they didn't have Joel Embiid. Oh, that's the first game after the All-Star break. People are coming back a little slow. Then they lose by 15 to the Trail Blazers 2 days later. And then they beat the Pelicans, but it was only by 1 point. And then they beat the Thunder by four. Very impressive win. Then they lose to the Warriors. Yes, it's the Warriors, but they blew another big lead. Then they beat the Magic, but they gave up another big lead. And the Magic came back and made it very interesting at the end. And then Wednesday's loss to the Bulls. That's when the people who were on the fence with Brett Brown completely jumped to the fire Brett Brown side. So for those people that are frustrated, I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all. But I feel like it's taking away the enjoyment for a lot of people. 12% of the fans are voting that they are enjoying the Sixers. Just 12%. And it's in a short period of time, just eight games. I get it. But I am still finding myself sitting down on the couch watching every single Sixers game and enjoying watching the growth of Ben Simmons. Watching Jimmy Butler, yeah, you know what? He does play slow in the first half, but he is a killer in the second half, especially in the fourth quarter. Watching Tobias Harris, I am enjoying the Philadelphia 76ers, even though they are 4-3, because I know once Joel Embiid comes back, they will figure out a better plan. If we believe that Brett Brown can do that. So Sixers facing the Houston Rockets tonight, eighth game without Joel Embiid, 4-3 so far. They're 8-point dogs tonight. So that means if they lose, they're 500 since the All-Star break. And going into the All-Star break, nobody thought that they would be 4-4 through eight games. So are you that frustrated with the Sixers? Because 60% of the audience is. 610-632-0975. I want to hear from Sixers fans tonight as we get ready for a big game with the Houston Rockets. A big stretch, under 20 games left. Now is the time where you need to see whether or not the Sixers can put things together to really compete in the playoffs. To really compete in the playoffs. And when I mean compete, I don't mean losing in five games in round two. I mean going seven in round two and possibly making it to the Eastern Conference Finals. It's hard to do that when Joel Embiid isn't playing. And I'm sorry, Brett Brown, Mr. Don't Connect the Dots. I am the connecting the dots. Embiid was healthy going into the All-Star break, at least healthy enough to play. He plays in the All-Star game, and here we are. 2 weeks later, missing eight games, you can tell me all you want. That to relax, that they're doing this on purpose, that they're planning this, that Joel Embiid told us not to worry about it. You can tell me that all you want. Hey, I'll be honest. I'm worried about Joel Embiid because this isn't the first time we're seeing this. 610-632-0975. 6 o'clock hour brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70, Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com. South Jersey's diamond destination. One open phone line, 610-632-0975. It's going to be a very heavy Sixers show going into tonight's game against the Rockets. We should be excited but it seems like the majority of the fan base, and I don't really blame you, is frustrated. I'm Andrew Salchunas, taking you till 8 o'clock right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
This is Brent Musburger's action update for 97.5 The Fanatic. The new normal has arrived. The moment when a product that once drove good people to the black market is revealed is one that's now creating a global market. Experience the new normal at MedMen.com. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
76ers on the road to the Houston Rockets tonight. The 76ers have covered the spread in 9 of the last 11 meetings of the Rockets. Houston favored by 7.5 at Toyota Center, where the total is 231.5. St. Joe's a 12-point road dog at VCU. The underdogs have covered the spread in 9 straight in the series. The Penn Quakers are 1-point favorites at the Palestra tonight against the Yale Bulldogs. Home teams have covered the spread in 4 straight. Villanova at Seton Hall on Saturday. Home teams are 5-1 against the spread in the last 6 in the head-to-head series. Cheer on your favorite team at Sugar House Casino Sportsbook with a special food and drink menu at Fishtown Hops. Bet on the madness at Sugar House Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. For VSIN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, 97.5 The Fanatic.
I'm not attorney spokesperson. Advertised by the law firm of Slater, Slater, Shulman, and Levy Baldante, Philadelphia, PA.
Attention church parishioners. If you or your children were abused by a member of the clergy, listen closely, as you may be entitled to financial compensation. The Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Philadelphia has agreed to set up a victim compensation fund to compensate victims of child sexual abuse. The fund also covers Bucks, Chester, Delaware, and Montgomery counties. You may file a claim now, even if the abuse happened decades ago. If you or loved ones suffered abuses from clergy members, including those who knew about the abuse but failed to stop it, call the 100% confidential clergy abuse hotline at 800-785-8498. Our attorneys may be able to get you a cash award while you remain completely anonymous. But call now, as time is quickly running out, to file a claim. Call 800-785-8498 right now to learn if you are eligible to seek justice and compensation while remaining completely anonymous. Call 800-785-8498. That's 800-785-8498. 800-785-8498.
Life insurance is a deeply unfun topic. Most people don't like to figure out how it works, and they definitely don't like thinking about what it could cost. But actually, having life insurance feels great, and getting that peace of mind doesn't need to be complicated. That's where Policy Genius comes in. Policy Genius is the easy way to get life insurance. In minutes, you can compare quotes from top insurers side by side, so you can save up to 40% just by comparing quotes. Then just apply online, and the team at Policy Genius will handle all the paperwork and red tape, leaving you free to do the things you actually enjoy. And Policy Genius doesn't just make life insurance easy. Whether you're shopping for disability insurance to protect your income, homeowners insurance, or auto insurance, the Policy Genius mix of real human help and straightforward digital tools can help you get covered fast. If you've been intimidated or frustrated by insurance in the past, give Policy Genius a try. It's the easy way to compare top insurers and find the best value for you. Head to PolicyGenius.com today.
Sure, it looks like your everyday trip to the grocery store. Bread, cheese, milk. But today feels different. And it's not just the smooth jazz bumping through the aisles. Today, you're using your new Citi Rewards Plus card. It's the only card that rounds your points up to the nearest 10 on every purchase. You also earn double the points at supermarkets and gas stations for the first $6,000 per year. So you can earn big points, even on the little things. Introducing the Citi Rewards Plus card, designed to make the everyday more rewarding.
Hey, not to brag, but Buffalo Wild Wings is the official chicken wing of the NCAA. Yep, soak it in. You know who isn't the official chicken wing of the NCAA? Your couch. Because your couch doesn't have a partnership deal with the NCAA. So do you want to be home on your couch, the official nothing of the NCAA? Or do you want to be at Buffalo Wild Wings? The official place that has lots of TVs and beers and screaming fans, and it's officially better than your couch for college basketball. Buffalo Wild Wings. Please drink responsibly.
It's been a wicked winter, especially for roofs. They're getting battered and beaten by wind, rain, snow, sleet, and ice. Shingles cracked and stripped, tiles torn and ripped. Now's the time to call Roofing Nation and stop the damage before it gets worse. Roofing Nation's experts can arrange for a new replacement roof at 50% off. Plus, get 0% interest for 18 months. Your roof is your home's protector, and bad old roofs can lead to leaks and mold, causing further damage to the rest of your home. A new Roofing Nation roof will not only protect you from the outside conditions, but it'll add value and curb appeal to your home. So call the GAF Master Certified Experts at Roofing Nation today and get 50% off a top-of-the-line roofing system, which includes GAF's Golden Pledge Lifetime Warranty System on your new roof. Plus 0% financing. Get a free roof estimate today. Just call 833-4NATION or visit roofingnation.com. If your roof is 15 years old, now's the time to replace it. Call today for your free in-home estimate. 833-4NATION or roofingnation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Hey, this is Anthony Gargano. Bet with the best. A sportsbook that caters to the 4-for-4 fan. Parks Casino, Pennsylvania's number one casino. Parks has it all for the sharps and for the first-time sports bettor. They make it easy to get your action in. You can bet spreads and parlays and teasers and props and much more right there. The sportsbook inside Parks Casino, it's an oasis. Beautiful, long bar, great beers on tap, all the action on these big screens. Crystal clear, action comes alive right at you. It's awesome. Plus, they got a free bet slip builder that lets you plan out your bets from anywhere with the app. Very cool. Sports betting kiosks throughout the casino where you can make your bets and print your tickets 24 hours a day. You can also place your bets on the way to the games at the South Philadelphia Turf Club on Packer Avenue, right near the stadium. Sports betting now available at the South Philly Turf Club, Parks Casino. Also, lots of food options. Liberty Bell Gastropub, Parks Grill, Steakhouse, the beautiful new beer garden, Olivetto Italian Restaurant, Bamboo Noodle House, and of course, Chickies and Pete's. Bet with the best. The sportsbook at Parks Casino, PA's number one casino. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
My neighbors always ask me, hey, Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get a greener, stronger lawn, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing your lawn the nutrition and weed control it needs to stay lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
Find your next dream vacation at the Philadelphia Travel and Adventure Show March 9th and 10th at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. Discover thousands of vacations to top destinations worldwide and meet travel celebrities Pauline Frommer and Andrew McCarthy. Meet one-on-one with travel experts who will help you find, plan, and book your next adventure. Buy your discounted tickets today at travelshows.com. Make the first stop on your next trip, the Philadelphia Travel and Adventure Show, March 9th and 10th at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. That's at travelshows.com to get your tickets today.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Springtime is almost here, and there's no better time to tackle that next job. At AutoZone, we have the free services to help you get it done. Having problems starting your car? Before you start replacing parts, come to AutoZone. We'll test your battery for free and help you figure out the likely issue, so you won't waste money on parts you don't need. Getting the job done just got easier. Wipers starting to squeak? It might be time for a change. Stop in for great deals on Rain-X wiper blades. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Guys, the secret is out. If you want healthy sex, your body needs nitric oxide. And now you can boost your nitric oxide production faster than you thought possible with Ageless Male Tonight, the absurdly fast formula from the number one brand in male enhancement. Just take one capsule an hour before romantic activity. You'll get clinically tested ingredients that rapidly boost nitric oxide production, and it won't go unnoticed. Rush to Walmart and get Ageless Male Tonight.
Sports Talk from Mount Laurel and all of Burlington County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
6:20 here on 97.5, The Fanatic. Andrew Salchunas filling in for Devon Givens tonight. Taking you until 8 o'clock when the Sixers take on the Rockets in Houston. Sixers 8-point dogs tonight. 4-3 since the All-Star break. Eighth straight game with Joel Embiid. And I have a question for the people who are worried about the Sixers. Again, if you guys didn't hear, I opened up the show with the Twitter poll that's running on my Twitter account, at asalchunas975. And I asked the question, since the All-Star break, you are finding yourself blank with the Sixers. And the three options are enjoying, frustrated with, or worried about. And the majority of the people are saying frustrated. The minority are saying enjoying. But the middle ground, the 30%, are saying worried about. And I need to know what you're worried about. Because, quite frankly, I'm worried about the situation with Joel Embiid. They can tell me time and time again, he's fine. Joel Embiid himself before the Warriors game said he was fine. But then we then later know that that knee is still sore. We had Keith Pompey on with Anthony and Jason earlier this week. And yeah, he looked fine during the workout leading up to the Warriors game. I was down there. I wanted to see what it looked like, what he looked like working out. And he looked fine. But the problem was the next day. The knee was sore. That was back on Saturday. And here we are on Friday. And he's still, all of a sudden, making progress. That's what Brett Brown said today. He's making progress. It wasn't, hey, we'll have him Sunday. Or, hey, we'll have him the next game next week, the Cavaliers game. No, it's he's making progress. After a while, just these little confidence boosters that they're trying to say, tell me he's making progress, he's working hard in his workouts, and then Brett Brown tells me that he's going to do some 3-on-3s soon. All right, what about 5-on-5? Right, that was the problem with Joel Embiid, with Markelle Fultz, with Ben Simmons, all of the rookie years. Oh, he's not clear for 5-on-5 yet. He's not clear enough for 5-on-5 yet. And then before you know it, you don't see him for the rest of the year. So I'm starting to get worried about Joel Embiid. Is that what the worried crowd is? They're worried about Joel Embiid? Is it that they're worried that Jimmy Butler is a cancer to the locker room? I've heard that all this week. Even though he's been one of the better players for the Sixers in these seven games. What is it that you're worried about? I get it if you're frustrated. And I get it if you're still enjoying it. Like, I'm still enjoying the Sixers. Even though I'm angry at the end of the game, I'm still enjoying watching the product on the court because this is the best it's been in a long time. And it'll be the second straight 50-win season this year unless they have this huge collapse, which I don't think they do. It'll be the second straight year with 50 wins. I'm enjoying that. 610-632-0975. Let's go to the phones, talk to Josh in Audubon. Josh, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic.
How we doing?
Hey, Josh.
I'm concerned with the Sixers. I've been concerned with the Sixers for a while, you know. Having them beat out post-All-Star break doesn't help that. But in a way, I was kind of like, all right, well, now let's see what we have with these guys.
So, you say you were concerned for a while. Was that dating before the All-Star break?
Yes, and it has nothing to do with Embiid. It has to do with Brett Brown. I've never been an anti-Brett Brown guy. I'm an anti-Brett Brown for...
No way, you can't just fire him now, but I'm like you, Josh. I was actually defending him during the playoffs. Like I said, he got outcoached and he made many mistakes, and I bashed Brett Brown, but I also said that it was his first time in the playoffs. Now that I'm seeing the same stuff this season, I'm pretty upset about it.
Of course, and you just said it. You said same stuff. So I'm really nervous about next year with this same group. You know, we're not sure about Jimmy. I'm going to assume we're going to, you know, Tobias is going to stay. It seems like he's a good fit, a better fit than Jimmy. But I'm concerned that we're going to keep making the same mistake with the same group. Like, I don't want to see these guys all back with Brett Brown because, you know, with or without Embiid these last eight games, I'm still not seeing enough from those guys. We already know what we're getting with Embiid. I don't care that we don't have enough time with all four of those together. I'm not seeing enough from, you know the supporting cast.
Yeah,
so I'm scared to bring back those four and Brett Brown. I need to see some change. We can't keep making the same mistakes.
I hear you, Josh, and I appreciate the phone call, man. I know what you're saying because they are such a talented group. How many people did you hear say that they are the best starting five in the East after the trades happened? And some might still say it. With Joel Embiid, of course, when he's healthy. They're so talented that when the games first started, when Tobias Harris first got here, they're so talented, that group, that Brett Brown could just roll the ball out there and say, all right, figure it out. Come the All-Star break, I will really sit down and try to game plan a strategy. And that's what we were all excited for. And that's what makes this even more annoying that Joel Embiid is going to miss his eighth straight game tonight. That's what makes it even more annoying. Because I kept on saying, leading into the All-Star break, you know what? They haven't been here together long enough. They're still trying to figure out a way to play. And I'm looking forward to the All-Star break because now is the time where Brett Brown can sit down and study what each individual player in that starting five does best. And how they could work with guys off the bench. And how you can do rotations where two guys or three guys come off the bench, but you still have at least two or three of your starting five on the court at all times. Without Joel Embiid, you can't do that. I was really angry when Embiid was first missing games, and it was the Portland game specifically, where Boban Marjanovic was starting, and Brett Brown was trying to do the exact same stuff with Boban at the top of the key as Embiid does, and that just doesn't work. So when I sit back and I see that Boban's doing this top of the key stuff, I go, wait a minute. Is that what he game planned during the All-Star break? Or is he just going back to what the players already know, whether Embiid's in the game or not? It'll be very interesting to see what Brett Brown does once Joel Embiid is healthy. But here we are, 8 games later, and we still have no idea. Nolan and Glenmore. Nolan, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, Andrew, how you doing?
Hey, Nolan.
Hey, I'm frustrated just like everybody else, and the Embiid thing is frustrating, and you know what? It's always going to be frustrating. I think that's just part of it, you know? We have to kind of get past being able to depend on Joel Embiid for a full season and a playoff run. I think we're just going to deal with that. I think what's really just driving people nuts is that this is such a what-if team. It's, you know, what if Ben Simmons gets a jump shot? What if we don't turn the ball over? What if, you know, we play better defense? I think that's what's frustrating, because you said yourself, I mean, look at the talent on this starting five. I mean, this should be a team that at the very least is finishing at the top of the Eastern Conference Finals or in the NBA Finals. But because it's the same stuff as last year, you know, sold against the Warriors, they're blowing leads. Ben Simmons had 6 or 7 turnovers the other night. And they're slow to get off on screens and defense. It's the same things, like, you know, more talented guys, but same overall problems. And then that's, I think, which is, I mean, it's making me pull my hair out. It's just, it's watching like the same
game. And what does that come back to? That comes back to coaching, Nolan. And I know a lot of people love Brett Brown. I love Brett Brown as a human too, but when I'm seeing the exact same mistakes as last year, how many times have you heard in a SportsCenter update or in an update here on the station, or you watch the game clips and you see a lead of 10 or more with about 6-7 minutes left, and then all of a sudden with 2 minutes left, it's a tie ball game. How many times have you seen that in the last 2 years? Way too often.
Not in the last 2 years. Like, look at the last 2 months. Like, it's the same thing over and over again. I think that's the ultimate frustration, because this is, you know, there's just no more excuses anymore. Like, because there was always something. It's like, oh, you don't have the players to compete with Boston. You don't have the players. You don't have the town. You don't have the depth of the bench. You know, where are the excuses now? There's some guys banged up, but name one team in the NBA that doesn't have someone banged up right now. Everyone's missing.
Yeah, but here's the one problem with that, Nolan. I appreciate the phone call. The one player that's banged up is the most important player. It's Joel Embiid. If there's any hesitation for me right now to not bash Brett Brown, it's because Joel Embiid's not healthy. When I see Mike Scott in the closing minutes guarding Robin Lopez, my face gets red. And I'm squeezing the remote until it snaps in half. I'm not that strong. Come on. But I'm sitting there and I'm like, damn, man, what are you doing putting Mike Scott on Robin Lopez? But you don't have Boban Marjanovic. Bolden's getting killed. Amir Johnson's getting killed. With Joel Embiid in the game, you don't have Mike Scott playing the five. With Joel Embiid in the game, Robin Lopez doesn't score 11 points in the first quarter as he did the other night when the Sixers played the Bulls. So that's the one excuse. And you know what? It is a pretty big excuse. But when it happens over and over again, it's kind of hard to say, well, if they had Embiid, because you know what? They've had Embiid when they've blown leads. And it comes back to coaching if it happens over and over again. One open line, 610-632-0975. James in Delaware County. James, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Yo, Andrew, how's it going?
Hey, James.
Hey, so I just want to talk about two things, and I do want to give a shout-out to my buddy Josh. He got me into the Sixers last year, and I literally started watching during that long-ass winning streak.
16 games.
That's it. And it was fire. I fell in love with the Sixers. Here's the thing. I don't know enough about basketball to know if we should fire Brett Brown, but I also think it's way too soon to be saying we need to fire him right now. I think we should give him some time until, I think we should give him next season, because I'm a musician, and the way music works, you get good people together, they learn how to work together, and I would assume it's that way in basketball.
James, here's the one problem. Brett Brown he called them gypsies once, the lack of talent that he had when he first started out with the process when they were winning 10 games in the season. You saw them blow leads when they were only winning 10 games. You're seeing them blow leads when they're winning 50-plus games. And it's in the exact same fashion once when he had gypsies, to quote Brett Brown, as players, to now when he has arguably the best starting five in the Eastern Conference on his team. So I get it. Brett Brown is a very nice guy. They went on a 16-game winning streak last year. They did play some subpar teams during that stretch. But you can't make that excuse if you say, oh, well, they were playing crappy teams. That's why they won 16 straight, because they lost to the Bulls the other night. And that's a problem whether you're losing to the Bulls or even when you're beating the Orlando Magic, but allow a 10-point lead with 6 minutes left to get cut down to a tie when it happens over and over.
Me off, because I love them to death, but, you know, it just seems like they still got to learn, like they're kids.
They do, James. I appreciate the call. They do need to learn. There's still a lot that they need to learn. Ben Simmons needs to learn how to take a jump shot, right? That's what a lot of people fall back to, but he needs to learn that. Joel Embiid needs to learn how to not jump into the crowd when you're facing the New York Knicks, who are purposely losing, who are tanking. You guys are familiar with that term. Joel Embiid doesn't need to dive into the crowd against the Knicks, and yet he does it. There's a lot of different things they need to learn, especially playing together when it's five starters, three of which weren't in the starting lineup to start the year. Because if you remember, J.J. Redick was not a starter in the beginning of the year. Jimmy Butler was not on the team, and Tobias Harris wasn't on the team. Simmons and Embiid are the only ones that have been consistent starters, and Embiid you haven't had for 8 games. So now it's up to Brett Brown to get these guys to play together without Joel Embiid. And I get it. Joel Embiid is a big reason why they win games. But when you're facing the Chicago Bulls, I don't care if you have Joel Embiid or not. You can't lose to that team. And you can't have a 10-point lead with 6 minutes to go and blow that lead. And then you can't tell me that the players did not defend the pick and roll correctly. It's a pick and roll. Figure it out. It's not hard. I'm not a professional athlete, but if I did have the same talent as a professional athlete, I would know that it's not hard. Especially, Brett, you got to tell your team, hey, listen, Zach LaVine has 37 points currently. He's probably going to be the one that's getting the ball to go to the lane and try to take the game-winning shot. Not Robin Lopez. Yes, Robin Lopez had the ball. But you have to be able to have the foresight to tell your players, do not put too much attention on whoever gets the ball unless it's Zach LaVine. We got to double team this guy.
That's a technical foul.
I guess it's a technical foul. Just cover the best player on the court. Especially when you're playing the Bulls. It's not like they have five good players. It's not like the Sixers, who have options everywhere on the court. There was only one player you needed to guard in that situation. 610-632-0975. Luke in Westchester. Luke, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, Andrew. How's it going?
I'm great, Luke. Other than all this, Luke, I am very happy with the Sixers this season. I am enjoying the Sixers. I'm enjoying that they have 41 wins. I'm enjoying that they're about to have 50 wins for the second straight season. But other than that, I'm kind of angry.
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear a little frustration. I'm enjoying them as well. So here's the way I look at it right now. Brett Brown always talks about like the trimesters of the season, the three separate parts of the season. So, you know, we're kind of sitting in that third trimester right now, and it's still going kind of slow, but these players still haven't logged that many minutes with each other. But I will say, and I haven't been part of that Brett Brown fire bandwagon, or that whole narrative, but there are more question marks growing with him.
There are, Luke, and I said it earlier, I was completely, not completely defending him, but during the playoffs last year when he was making terrible mistakes against Boston and you could put part of the blame on them losing the series on Brett Brown, I was still making excuses for him because it was his first time in the playoffs. But you would think a head coach in any sport, if he lost a specific way in the playoffs, he would look back at what happened and said, what can I do to fix this? And you are seeing the same mistakes every single game. You saw it when they faced Boston a couple of weeks ago. It looked like the identical situation of the playoffs.
It looks like he's a deer in headlights at times, that he can't adjust or be flexible. And that's the scary part. But another thing that scares me big time down the stretch is in the last 2 minutes of games with Ben Simmons. And I know he's young, but it is frustrating. It's either his mindset's off, like the other night with 50 seconds left, rushing down the court with a 2-point lead.
Yes.
Or he's not taking care of the ball, or he doesn't want the ball in his hands overall. And then it's tough for a team to completely switch up a 2-minute offense and not include the guy that has the ball in his hands the whole entire game. Now you have Jimmy Butler bringing up the ball, and it's just a totally different look. So it's just hard to work with that. I don't know how to make that work.
Yeah, I hear you, Luke, and I appreciate the phone call. That is a frustrating thing. I was, man, Ben Simmons grabs a rebound, and you're up two with 30 seconds left in the game. Now, it's one thing if you push it up court because you want to avoid getting fouled, A, because Ben Simmons might still be worried for shooting free throws, even though he's been doing all right since the All-Star break from the free throw line. But you might want to push it up court, and that way you try to draw time off the clock, and then they eventually foul you. It's one thing. It's another thing if you push it up court, and then all of a sudden you want to put the burners on and get to the rim, and if you score, so you're up four, and now there's 26 seconds left. So the Bulls still have plenty of time. But to then lose the ball, turn over the ball with 30 seconds left, when you could have just dribbled out some of the clock, and you could have gotten the ball into the hands of Jimmy Butler or J.J. Redick, who are better free throw shooters, or Tobias Harris. Tobias Harris and Jimmy Butler were huge down the stretch the other night against the Magic because they were hitting free throws. I don't care if Ben Simmons wants to grab a rebound with 30 seconds left in the game and push it to cross half court and then try to slow it down, set up an offense, or get fouled himself. I have a problem if he believes it's an okay idea to grab the ball and gun it down court. Now, if he makes that layup, if he doesn't lose the ball, we're having a different conversation and we're saying, damn, look at how aggressive Ben was and look at how well he played there. That was huge. He came up clutch coming down the stretch. But you know what? It didn't happen. He did lose the ball. And it was a huge mistake because look what happened. They ended up losing the game. And that was one of the many reasons why. And to me, it comes back to coaching. To me, Brett Brown says, hey, listen, 30 seconds left on the clock, or however much time was left, the most previous timeout. Let's say there was 45 seconds left. Brett Brown goes, hey, if you grab a rebound, don't push it. However, Ben Simmons did. And you can't just say it's a one-time thing. Because how many times have you seen the Sixers have a lead by 10 points with 5 minutes to go? And they're still drawing up plays for J.J. Redick to hit a three falling out of bounds with about 18 seconds left on the shot clock. How many times have you seen that? Most professional teams, even if you go into college, they slow down the pace of the game. And don't give me that the Sixers are not a good half-court team, because they have such talented players. They can make something work. You see these stretches of runs where the Sixers don't score for 5 minutes. If somebody could figure this out, I know it would be a lot of work. But during those stretches, and maybe I'll take note today if they go on a stretch of 5 minutes where they don't score, I want to see how many shots they took with 15 or more seconds left on the shot clock, when the game's winding down and you should slow down, to wind the clock down so that you don't go on these runs where you're allowing 10 straight points from the opposition. 610-632-0975. I was at the beginning of the show enjoying it, but now I'm heated a little bit. So I put out a tweet yesterday morning. The average amount of points that the Sixers score per quarter and where it ranks in the rest of the NBA. I'll give those numbers on the other side. 610-632-0975. You'll see how much of a drop-off there is from quarter one to quarter four. I'm Andrew Salchunas, filling in for Devon Givens until 8 o'clock right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
And Jimmy Butler with a two-hand jam.
17 games remain, and the push to the playoffs is on. The Sixers travel to Houston to take on James Harden and the Rockets tonight at 8 on your home for 76ers basketball. 97.5 The Fanatic.
I'm not an attorney spokesperson. Advertised by the law firm of Slater, Slater, Shulman, and Levy Baldante, Philadelphia, PA.
Attention church parishioners. If you or your children were abused by a member of the clergy, listen closely, as you may be entitled to financial compensation. The Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Philadelphia has agreed to set up a victim compensation fund to compensate victims of child sexual abuse. The fund also covers Bucks, Chester, Delaware, and Montgomery counties. You may file a claim now, even if the abuse happened decades ago. If you or loved ones suffered abuses from clergy members, including those who knew about the abuse but failed to stop it, call the 100% confidential clergy abuse hotline at 800-785-8498. Our attorneys may be able to get you a cash award while you remain completely anonymous. But call now, as time is quickly running out, to file a claim. Call 800-785-8498 right now to learn if you are eligible to seek justice and compensation while remaining completely anonymous. Call 800-785-8498. That's 800-785-8498. 800-785-8498.
The winter nights are long and cold, so come and warm up at Creekside Cabaret, Montgomery County's premier destination for upscale adult entertainment. To see more, check out Creekside Cabaret's online calendar to find out about all of their featured performers and awesome events. This month only, come celebrate Vinny's Birthday Bash on Thursday, March 14th, featuring a select open bar and 58-inch smart TV giveaway. Are you planning a guy's night out? Creekside Cabaret is your bachelor party headquarters with a full bar and VIP bottle service always available. You can even start your night off right with Creekside Cabaret's Hotter Happy Hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. for great times and great specials, including $2 domestic beers, $3 imports, and $3 mixed drinks. Only at Creekside Cabaret. Open every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Montgomery County's only true gentleman's club, 3225 Advance Lane, right off 309 in Hatfield. Online at creeksidecabaret.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available, or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the freedom process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-765-CANCEL. That's 855-765-CANCEL. 855-765-CANCEL. Or come meet us face-to-face at your local office. TimeshareFreedomGroup.com.
Jeep SUVs are legendary for giving you all kinds of freedom. The freedom of going anywhere, anytime in Jeep Wrangler. Motor Trend's 2019 SUV of the year. The freedom to travel in luxurious comfort with Jeep Grand Cherokee. The most awarded SUV ever. The freedom of taking in more fresh air in Jeep Compass with its available panoramic dual-pane sunroof. Or the freedom to push your adventures to new lengths with Jeep Cherokee's 31 mpg highway. During the Jeep Freedom Day sales event, well-qualified current lessees of competitive vehicles get a low mileage lease on the 2019 Jeep Compass Latitude 4x4 for $189 a month for 42 months with $3,199 to its signing. Tax, title, license extra. Jeep Grand Cherokee has received more awards over its lifetime than any other SUV. EPA estimated four-cylinder front-wheel drive. Actual mileage may vary. Call 1-888-925-JEEP for details. Requires dealer contribution, lease of Chrysler Capital. Excludes all other FCA vehicles. 25-cent charge for each mile over 35,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 4-1. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Life insurance is a deeply unfun topic. Most people don't like to figure out how it works, and they definitely don't like thinking about what it could cost. But actually, having life insurance feels great, and getting that peace of mind doesn't need to be complicated. That's where Policy Genius comes in. Policy Genius is the easy way to get life insurance. In minutes, you can compare quotes from top insurers side by side, so you can save up to 40% just by comparing quotes. Then just apply online, and the team at Policy Genius will handle all the paperwork and red tape, leaving you free to do the things you actually enjoy. And Policy Genius doesn't just make life insurance easy. Whether you're shopping for disability insurance to protect your income, homeowners insurance, or auto insurance, the Policy Genius mix of real human help and straightforward digital tools can help you get covered fast. If you've been intimidated or frustrated by insurance in the past, give Policy Genius a try. It's the easy way to compare top insurers and find the best value for you. Head to PolicyGenius.com today.
Small business owners sometimes go broke. My first business startup in the 80s was a fledgling startup story. Credit cards were maxed, car had bald tires, house had broken windows, and my employees got paid before I did. But my diet of hot dogs and mac and cheese was to die for. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, founder and CEO of Patriot Software. My business startup was messy. Actually, I was broke. My wife and I lived on fumes for 4 years. To escape our financial reality, we played board games and dreamt of someday owning our own Boardwalk and Park Place. That's why I created my fifth successful company, Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll without going broke. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Hey, Sixers fans, Mark Zumoff here. Don't forget, tonight, your 76ers are taking on the Rockets on NBC Sports Philadelphia. We'll see you starting at 7.
Looking for ways to save with your Medicare plan? Walgreens is a preferred network pharmacy with many plans nationwide, which could mean lower copays for you. So bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy today to start saving. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Walgreens participates as a preferred network pharmacy with United Healthcare, Cigna HealthSpring, and Express Scripts Medicare. For a complete list of available plans, please contact 1-800-MEDICARE. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or consult www.medicare.gov. Other pharmacies are available in our network.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help you get started. Visit MichaelJFox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's MichaelJFox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
Join Devon Gibbons and the Fanatic this Saturday from noon to 2 at the Sprint Store on Germantown Pike in East Norriton. Register on site to win tickets to concerts and other cool prizes. The new Samsung Galaxy S10 has arrived. Get any generation Galaxy phone and get a Samsung S10e on us with Sprint Flex Lease. Get more details at 975thefanatic.com. Jason Stark plays on one station in Philly, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back. Andrew Salchunas here on 97.5, The Fanatic. Filling in for Devon Givens tonight. I'm getting you set for Sixers-Rockets, 8 o'clock tip in Houston. Eighth straight game without Joel Embiid. 4-3 since the All-Star break. And I tried telling people in the beginning of the show that I'm still enjoying it. I am still enjoying it. But I said I'm more so enjoying it than I am angry. That's starting to change. The more and more this show goes on, the more and more angry I'm getting. Two lines open up during the break, 610-632-0975. Grab those numbers. We're talking Sixers as we get ready for the Rockets game tonight. Going into the break, I teased this stat. And I looked it up. I wanted to look up the Sixers' average points per quarter. And then I looked up where they rank in the NBA. So in the first quarter, the 76ers averaged 31 points per first quarter. And if you think that's pretty good, you should. It's the best in the NBA. The Warriors are second. So the Sixers averaging 31 points per first quarter is best in the NBA. And you look at that starting five. You look at Embiid and Simmons, Embiid when he's in the game. You look at it with Jimmy Butler since he was traded here. You look at it with J.J. Redick and with Tobias Harris since he's been traded here. That number has just gone up. It might go down a little bit now that Embiid's been out for what will be his eighth game tonight. But the Sixers come out hot. There's nobody questions that. Nobody denies that. There was never a time this season where you have said the Sixers did not come into the game ready to play today. No, we see it all the time. Best in the NBA. Most points. 31 points per first quarter. Quarter number two, they averaged 29 points per game. Just 2 points less. However, drops to eighth in the NBA. So they have the best average first quarter point total in the NBA, and they drop to eighth in the second quarter. In the third quarter, the first quarter after halftime, they averaged 27.8 points per game, points per third quarter, which is down to 15th in the NBA. What does that tell you? It tells you this. Teams are adjusting on how to guard the Sixers. They play the first half. The Sixers averaged 31 points in the first quarter. They averaged 29 points in the second quarter. Best in the NBA in the first, eighth in the NBA in the second. Quarter three happens. The opposing team's head coach goes, hey, they're doing this, they're doing this. They're doing that damn dribble handoff constantly. Joel Embiid's at the top of the key, handing it off to J.J. Redick. J.J. Redick's either pulling up for a three or he's dishing it back to Joel Embiid. Guard that. Okay. Sixers, 27.8 points per third quarter, 15th in the NBA. And then the fourth quarter, 26.8 points per fourth quarter, 13th in the NBA. So they go best to 8th to 15th to 13th. What does that tell you? It tells you that Brett Brown is not only not making adjustments on defense, he's not making adjustments on offense. And instead of trying to slow things down to try to give yourself a better shot, when your players' legs are gassed, including J.J. Redick's, who you are depending on a lot to shoot threes, you're still speeding it up. Which then leads to turnovers, which then leads to the opposing team going on 10-0 runs. And that's why I look at Brett Brown and I go, come on, dude. Like, I'm an idiot on the radio. And I'm saying, hey, listen, man, maybe you should slow it down here. Maybe you should call a timeout here. Maybe you should work a different play here. That's just me. Everybody calls into 97.5 The Fanatic. Feels the same way. I love the people that say, don't be too harsh on Brett Brown. But I agree, like, we shouldn't just say he should be fired right now. That's asinine. But I also want to hear from you, the people who say, don't fire Brett Brown. What is it that he does that you say he does this so well that I'm not going to fire him? Is that he's nice to his players? He babies them a little bit? Is that enough to keep somebody from getting fired? It shouldn't be. 610-632-0975, one open line, Nafis in Delaware County, Nafis, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yo, what's going on, man?
Hey, yo, what's up, man?
Nah, man, I will got to say, man, it's taking us all my time, but you hit a lot of good points. A lot of the radio hosts, is like, they be defending him, and it's like, it's clear stuff that's going on, and it's like they don't say it. And what you just said last, nobody who likes Brett Brown says what he does good. They just say, give him a chance. He got 52 games. Like, they just say all this other abstract stuff, but they never, it's like, X and O's, what does he do good?
Yeah, and you know what? During the season last year, during the playoffs last year, I was saying, give him a chance. And I did like some things. Like, I thought he was very successful out of timeouts in certain areas, but I also understood that he did not have a full roster. And you saw the difference that the Sixers had just by adding Marco Bellinelli and Ersan Ilyasova last year.
Right.
So I said, all right, this guy's going to have a real roster this season. Let's give him a chance. But now that we have 20 less games and nothing has changed, how can I just give him a chance at this point?
Exactly. Also, we could go through history of other teams where great players have won a lot of regular season games and couldn't do anything with their coach and their team. Like, they could win 50-something games just in a regular season. Like, LeBron used to do it all the time with the first Cavs run.
Look at the Raptors with Dwayne Casey.
Right, Dwayne Casey. Now, before I get too stuck on that, my other, because I'm worried if you want to add me to the pool.
Okay.
And it is worried because of Brett Brown. I don't think Jimmy will come back with Brett Brown. I think we need to get rid of Brett Brown for the whole team to really buy in and come back. I don't think Jimmy want to play with him. Also, I think to get the best out of Ben Simmons, you got to get another coach, because Brett Brown's not, at this point with 3 years with the guy, he's not going to tell him to shoot. He's not going to correct the turnovers. It's even worse now. We got more scorers.
Here's the one thing, Nafis, that I want to ask you. Are you happy with 17 points per game, 9.2 rebounds per game, and 7.9 assists per game?
No, Ben Simmons is supposed to be a 11-point guy, 13 to 15 assists. He's supposed to be getting it. He's not a scorer.
Wait, you want him to average less than 17 points?
This is why. Let me tell you why.
Quickly.
Okay, quickly. Because he's not a real scorer. He don't hit foul shots. He can't shoot jump shots. So you got four better scorers on your team. Your job is supposed to get Embiid, Tobias, and Jimmy. Like, they are your scorers.
Yeah.
Nafis, I hear you.
I'm going to answer that. I think you're wrong. I appreciate the call. Yeah, you have other guys who are better shooters, right? Ben Simmons is only averaging 17 points per game. To me, it's only 17 points per game. Joel Embiid is over 20. JJ Redick's right around 20. Tobias Harris around 20. Jimmy Butler, let's just say he's around 20, right? So the starting five, they're all averaging near 20 points. Let's just throw that out there. That's 100 points. Okay, and then you ask your bench to score 30 to 40 or 25 to 35. Is it that crazy for Ben Simmons to be averaging 17 points per game and that he should average more? And that he will average more. To say that you want him to average 11 and then more assists is just wrong. He's never going to be the highest scorer on the team if Joel Embiid's on the team, right? If they're playing together, he will never average the most points per game. But when he does figure out his jump shot, he will get to that second leading scorer on your team. And is it because of Brett Brown that he's not taking jump shots? I don't know. Maybe it is. I don't see him designing plays for Ben Simmons to take a jump shot, but Brett Brown's also trying to keep a job. So why would you design plays for Ben Simmons to shoot? I don't agree with that, but I appreciate the call. 610-632-0975. Again, I'm Andrew Salchunas filling in for Devon Givens. I'm taking until 8 o'clock on the Fanatic. He mentioned the Twitter poll. He said that he's worried. So if you guys didn't hear it, I opened the show with it. Since the All-Star break, you are finding yourself blank with the Sixers. The three options: enjoying, frustrated with, worried about. 59%, the majority, frustrated with the 76ers, even though they're nine wins away from their second straight 50-win season. 29% say worried, 12% say enjoying. But then again, the key part of the question is since the All-Star break. I'm still enjoying it, and I hope everyone is still enjoying it. But it is kind of hard to not say, oh, I'm frustrated with the Sixers. Like, you should be frustrated with what's going on. With Embiid, without Embiid, you should be. And quite frankly, you should be worried. Because I'm not hearing anything, except for when Joel Embiid said, after his workout with the Warriors, he said, don't worry about my injury, don't worry about me, I'll be back. I'll be back next week. Well, it's Friday, and he's not playing yet. And then after his workout with the Warriors that he did look good in, I was down at the stadium, I watched him work out, the next day he felt sore. Very sore. To the point where now we're here on Friday, he's not playing. And I haven't heard anything telling me that he's going to play on Sunday. I guess we'll find out. One open line, 610-632-0975. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. Sixers basketball in just an hour. Let's go to Nick in South Jersey. Nick, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
How we doing, Andrew?
Hey, Nick.
Hey, so I did have a point about Brett Brown, but I do have a theory on the Embiid situation. I want to reference how everybody kind of, and especially Charles Barkley on national television, called out the Sixers for playing and beating back-to-back games, you know, putting in when his legs clearly weren't there. I wonder if that has anything to do with being more cautious about his injury right now, also coupled with the games that they were able to win without him last year on the court.
All right, well, let me ask you something, Nick. So in these seven games so far, if Joel Embiid was ready to play three games ago, have you seen in the last seven games enough to say, you know what, we don't need to play Joel Embiid? Because they're 4-3. Now, what was the first part you said that they are being a little more careful? Now, here's the thing. What are your let me ask you this, Nick. What are your expectations for the Sixers come playoffs?
Me personally, I want to be realistic, but you also see the talent on the court and everything. I think there's no reason why they can't make the conference finals.
All right, so conference finals. So conference finals, right? If you continue to sit out Joel Embiid for, let's say, another week, before you know it, there's only 14 games left in the regular season. That means there's only 14 games left for Brett Brown and for the players on the court to remember how to play together because, quite frankly, they didn't play much together before Embiid went out during the All-Star break. If you wait longer, you're giving yourself less time to really gel come playoff time. And let's face it, the Sixers can't just go out there and say, you know what, we're good enough to not have any chemistry. Let's just send them out there and they'll win come playoff time.
I don't disagree with that whatsoever. And, you know, when I brought that up, I wasn't saying that it's the right decision or anything by that means.
Yeah, you just think that's what they're doing. And if that's what they're doing, Nick, if that's what they're doing, they're stupid. All right, I think it's stupid. I appreciate the call, man. 610-632-0975. Josh Rabick producing the show today. Jimmy Butler, 18.6 per game this year. Tobias Harris, 20.8. Embiid, 27.3. And, of course, I mentioned the Ben Simmons, 17 points per game. So he's fourth out of the big four. All right? He is fourth out of that big four. So you think to our caller, it was Nafis earlier, he said he's scoring too much. Well, he's fourth out of that big four, and he's fifth on the team because J.J. Redick is averaging 18. So what are we complaining about? Wayne in North Philly. Wayne, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic.
Hey, Andrew, you brought up a great deal of points that I want to make. Thinking as a 76ers fan, I'm frustrated for two reasons. One, you would think, anybody that's 6'10 that wants to be the point guard of the team would not have as many turnovers as Ben Simmons has. There's two reasons I'm upset. One, okay, every team has turnovers. But if you notice, Ben has unforced turnovers. Not just regular turnovers, unforced turnovers.
Yeah, that turnover with 30 seconds left in the game the other night, that was on his own. Nobody tipped that ball out of his hand. He grabbed the rebound, pushed it, and lost it on his own.
Two, you brought this up. The shot clock. I don't know what it's being said in the timeouts, in the huddles, but common sense would say, if you up 4 to 6 points with over 2 minutes to go, unless you have a clear path to the basket, slow it down. Move around. Everybody just keep moving. Not put the ball up with 18, 17, 16 seconds left on the shot clock. That's crazy.
No,
I wonder what's being said in the huddles.
It is crazy, and I appreciate the call, man. It is crazy. Because when you are up, let's just use the Bulls game, for example. Because that was the most recent one, and it was the most recent one where they had a lead and they lost it. They were up 10 points with 6 minutes to go. Zach LaVine is a hell of a basketball player. But the rest of that Bulls team, even though they now beaten you twice this year, are they talented enough to come back down 10 with 6 minutes to go if you're actually slowing it down? Now, I get it. I get it. That's the old school way of doing things, right? In today's NBA, you push, you push, you take quick jump shots. I get it. I know Tyron Johnson has put this stat out a couple times. that the Phoenix Suns with D'Antoni, when he first came into the league with the Suns, that was the fastest paced offense in the NBA. That team now, in the 2018-19 season, that team would be the slowest paced offense in the NBA. So that tells you something. It shows you how quick these teams are to take jump shots. So it's not just the Sixers. But I also have a belief that most teams, when up 10 with 6 minutes to go, will slow it down a little bit. They won't draw up plays. If it's a natural open shot, I get it. Sometimes I get it. If J.J. Redick is wide open with 15 seconds left on the shot clock, take the jump shot. You're my best three-point shooter. Take the jump shot. That's if it comes naturally. It's another thing where it was a game last week. It's another thing when you're up 10 with 5 minutes to go or with 4 minutes to go and you're running a double screen for J.J. Redick on an inbound pass and he's doing his typical J.J. Redick falling out of bounds shot with still 19 seconds or 18 seconds left on the shot clock. To me, that doesn't make sense. To me, at that point, you slow it down. Or maybe you design a double screen for J.J. Redick with 5 seconds left on the shot clock. Okay? Not with 18. And you might say, oh, that's only 13 seconds. That adds up. In today's NBA, where everything's fast-paced, that's two possessions. You have to start slowing it down because you could also take the rhythm out of your opposition. And don't say, well, you're taking the rhythm out of your own team. If you're missing shots constantly, what rhythm do you have? Matt in Wilmington. Matt, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Andrew. How's it going?
Hey, Matt.
I got to say, couldn't agree more with pretty much everything you've said in the last half hour about Brett Brown. I think it's just been pretty much an absolute joke. I think looking at these last two losses with the Warriors and the Bulls, I don't see how anyone could want him to stay after this year unless we get to the Eastern Conference Finals. But the question I want to ask you is, assuming we don't make that Eastern Conference Finals and he does get fired, who do you think would be the ideal replacement?
Listen, I love that question. I don't know, right? Like, Jay Wright is a name that everybody likes to hear, right? There's going to be assistant coaches. You got Monty Williams on your bench that a lot of people are talking about. I don't know exactly off the top of my head because here's the thing, Matt. Like in any sport, when the year comes to an end, other coaches are going to be fired. And maybe there's a coach out there that the Sixers brass says, that guy is going to be perfect to come in here and take over this team. Like, if you have a name, go ahead and throw it out there. But I agree with you that if the Sixers do not take that next step, which is winning the second round of the playoffs, he's probably got to get fired this year.
I definitely think he's got to get fired. And the first name you mentioned, Jay Wright, I think has got to be the guy we put all of our eggs in the basket for. I mean, I think with the roster that we have and looking at the rest of the East, we just need a basketball mind, somebody who can make those adjustments late in the game to win the game, which he clearly hasn't been doing. I mean, one thing that's really, I don't know if you've noticed this in the last couple of games, is do you think J.J. Redick should come out of the games when there's 4 or 5 minutes left and it's in a close game? Has he been making any late-game shots? Has he been playing good defense?
I talked about this 2 weeks ago, Matt, and I appreciate the call. Two open lines, 610-632-0975. If J.J. Redick gets to the point where he is a total liability, which you saw against the Celtics game. This is when I first brought it up. Because you saw the Celtics attack J.J. Redick when the Celtics had the ball. They attacked J.J. Redick no matter who he was guarding. The water boy could have been guarded by J.J. Redick. And Brad Stevens would have designed a play for the water boy to get the ball against J.J. Redick. If J.J. Redick becomes a liability, which I think he will be come playoff time, which he was last year. Yeah. To answer your question, Matt, I do believe in the final 4 minutes of the game, you have to pull them out at least when they are on defense. Right? If Brett Brown still has a couple timeouts in his pocket, or maybe he just has J.J. Redick ready at all times in case the ball goes out of bounds and they can sub in Redick. You will have to take J.J. Redick out in late moments of the game when the opposition has the ball. Because he is becoming such a liability on defense this season. And you know what? You can't say he's not doing enough on offense to stay on the court. He is averaging 18 points per game this year. So he is doing enough. But coming down the stretch, when Joel Embiid is healthy and it's a close game and you need a possession on defense, you got Embiid out there, Simmons out there, Butler, Harris, and you probably have Mike Scott and not J.J. Redick. 610-632-0975, one open phone line. I'm Andrew Salchunas, filling in for Devon Givens. I'm taking you up till Sixers basketball. Sixers Rockets tonight at 8 o'clock right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. The 76ers are back on the hardwood tonight. Here's a game preview.
The Houston Rockets will conclude their stretch against Eastern Conference frontrunners tonight when they host the Joel Embiid-less 76ers. This will be the eighth straight game without Embiid, who remains sidelined by left knee soreness. The Sixers are 4-3 without Embiid in the lineup. With 17 games remaining, it will be the Sixers and Rockets tonight at 8 on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hear every 76ers game this season on 97.5 The Fanatic.
I'm not attorney spokesperson. Advertised by the law firm of Slater, Slater, Shulman, and Levy Baldante, Philadelphia, PA.
Attention church parishioners. If you or your children were abused by a member of the clergy, listen closely, as you may be entitled to financial compensation. The Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Philadelphia has agreed to set up a victim compensation fund to compensate victims of child sexual abuse. The fund also covers Bucks, Chester, Delaware, and Montgomery counties. You may file a claim now, even if the abuse happened decades ago. If you or a loved one suffered abuses from clergy members, including those who knew about the abuse but failed to stop it, call the 100% confidential clergy abuse hotline at 800-785-8498. Our attorneys may be able to get you a cash award while you remain completely anonymous. But call now, as time is quickly running out to file a claim. Call 800-785-8498 right now to learn if you are eligible to seek justice and compensation while remaining completely anonymous. Call 800-785-8498. That's 800-785-8498. 800-785-8498.
Jeep SUVs are legendary for giving you all kinds of freedom. The freedom of going anywhere, anytime in Jeep Wrangler. Motor Trend's 2019 SUV of the year. The freedom to travel in luxurious comfort with Jeep Grand Cherokee. The most awarded SUV ever. The freedom of taking in more fresh air in Jeep Compass with its available panoramic dual-pane sunroof. Or the freedom to push your adventures to new lengths with Jeep Cherokee's 31 MPG highway. During the Jeep Freedom Day sales event, well-qualified returning Jeep Grand Cherokee lessees get a low mileage lease on the 2019 Grand Cherokee Laredo E4x4 for $259 a month for 36 months with $3,499 to its signing, tax, title, license, extra. Jeep Grand Cherokee has received more awards over its lifetime than any other SUV. EPA estimated four-cylinder front-wheel drive. Actual mileage may vary. Call 1-888-925-JEEP for details. Requires due to contribution lease of Chrysler Capital. Current lease must end by 3/31/20. 25-cent charge for each month over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take retail delivery by 4/1. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Life insurance is a deeply unfun topic. Most people don't like to figure out how it works, and they definitely don't like thinking about what it could cost. But actually, having life insurance feels great, and getting that peace of mind doesn't need to be complicated. That's where Policy Genius comes in. Policy Genius is the easy way to get life insurance. In minutes, you can compare quotes from top insurers side by side, so you can save up to 40% just by comparing quotes. Then just apply online, and the team at Policy Genius will handle all the paperwork and red tape, leaving you free to do the things you actually enjoy. And Policy Genius doesn't just make life insurance easy. Whether you're shopping for disability insurance to protect your income, homeowners insurance, or auto insurance, the Policy Genius mix of real human help and straightforward digital tools can help you get covered fast. If you've been intimidated or frustrated by insurance in the past, give Policy Genius a try. It's the easy way to compare top insurers and find the best value for you. Head to PolicyGenius.com. today.
Place your legal sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com, your home for live in-game betting.
You'll find a massive number of hockey betting options.
We have the most exciting live in-game betting options on hockey, like who will be the next goal scorer, who will win the next faceoff, which team will be penalized next. Use one of our 12 easy deposit methods to get in on the action. And when you win, we offer fast and reliable withdrawals. Sign up now, and we'll match your first deposit up to $250. More bets, better odds, more action. PlaySugarHouse.com.
Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ocean City, Maryland is the hottest golf destination in the Mid-Atlantic. And it's just a short drive away with 17 championship courses, 10 miles of beach, world-famous boardwalk, excellent dining, and exciting nightlife. Spring and fall, two-night, three-day stay-and-play packages from $153 per person weekdays and $179 weekends. See why great golf is just the beginning in Ocean City, Maryland. Plan and book your next golf getaway today by visiting OceanCityGolf.com or by calling 800-4-OC-GOLF. That's OceanCityGolf.com or 800-4-OC-GOLF.
Hey, it's Mike Missanelli here. Let me tell you that spring is around the corner, and I know my lawn is about to look amazing because my guys at Natural Lawn will be on their way to work their magic. It's simple. I want greener grass and fewer weeds. And when the dog's running around, I want to make sure it's safe out there, too. But that usually comes at the expense of keeping it really green and healthy. Well, Natural Lawn of America uses safer, organic-based lawn care products that actually reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you won't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. So I'll get a greener lawn that's also safe for the pup. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. So if you're in PA or Jersey, Natural Lawn's custom treatment will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full-service program. That's $100 off. Call Natural Lawn today for a greener lawn with fewer weeds, and you tell them Mike Miss sent you. Call 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds. Guaranteed.
97.5 The Fanatic FM Radio. 97.5TheFanatic.com. The free Fanatic app. Plus Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. This is 97.5 The Fanatic.
717 here on 97.5 The Fanatic. I know this isn't a familiar voice during this time slot. I'm Andrew Salchunas filling in for Devon Givens. He's battling something right now. So we wish Devon Givens nothing but the best. He was questionable for tonight. Ben Simmons was questionable for tonight. Unfortunately, Devon out for tonight's show. Ben Simmons, however, will be playing tonight against the Houston Rockets. Tip-off will be at 8 o'clock. Of course, the game will be here on the Fanatic. Also, I got to let you know about something cool. The Sixers Youth Foundation. If you want to bid on some incredible once-in-a-lifetime items to benefit the Sixers Youth Foundation, now you can. Go to SixersYouthFoundation.org/auction. Again, SixersYouthFoundation.org/auction and check out the items up for your bid. Ready? The silent auction is open until 9 p.m. Monday night, and it features more than 100 items, including the following: a studio sit-in with 97.5 The Fanatic's Mike Missanelli, which of course you guys are excited about, but more so you get to see Tyrone Johnson and Natalie Eganoff. You guys are excited about that as well. A meet and greet with Dr. J, Allen Iverson, and general manager Elton Brand, so that's something you should bid on. Take a flight in a fighter jet. It's pretty sweet. An opportunity to ring the ceremony Liberty Bell before a future 76ers game, and of course, much more. So make sure you check that out. SixersYouthFoundation.org/auction. And before we get back to the phones, one tweet that came in. This is from Sixers News, and of course, the record 41-24. Y'all are taking one of the most talented teams in the NBA for granted. Shaking my head. They are one of the more talented teams in the NBA. You're right. But I don't think we're taking it for granted. Now, I'm not as angry, I guess, as many people, even though as the show's gone on, I've just gotten more and more angry. So maybe I'm just lying to myself to try to appease Sixers News on Twitter. But how can you not be upset? 4-3 since the break, all of which are without Joel Embiid, and I get it, but now I'm worried about Joel Embiid. I am worried about Joel Embiid. You should be worried about Joel Embiid. I was told to relax when the news first broke. I remember Jason Martinez was off. It was me and Anthony, so I was popping on. And everybody was saying, relax, it's fine. It was supposed to only be for 1 week, and here we are now on Friday night. Still no Joel Embiid. And we don't know what the status is for Sunday. If they come out and say he's going to be good for Sunday, and he plays well, all right, okay, I'm sorry. Sorry for being worried. Take it back. Not really, I don't take it back because We're walking on eggshells with this guy. But how can you not be upset with a loss to the Bulls? And it wasn't like the Bulls killed you. No, you killed yourself. You blew a lead. A 10-point lead with 6 minutes to go. You beat the Magic, but you blew the lead there, too. You lost to the Warriors. Yes, it was the Warriors, but it was the same story. Blown lead after blown lead. I don't think people are taking the Sixers for granted. I think everybody is so excited. I mean, phone lines are lit up right now to talk about the Sixers. Everybody's fired up. Everybody's excited for the playoffs. But because people are holding them to such high standards and saying some NBA Finals are bust, not me, but a lot of people saying NBA Finals are bust, it's hard for people to not get upset. I don't think it's because people are taking it for granted. Judy in Philly. Judy, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Judy.
I have a couple issues. I think I might agree with one or two points, but my main thing as far as Brett Brown coaching is he has had, in essence, three different Sixers teams this year. He had Fultz and all that drama.
Yes.
Then we had the post-Fultz era, and then we had Tobias and Boban, our new assets.
Yeah, you're right, and Embiid's hurt, and Boban's hurt. No, I get it, you're right.
Yeah, injury aside, so he's had three different teams that he's got to try to get these guys to gel in a minute. And Mike Scott, it's not Brett Brown's fault if he never was taught the fundamentals of basketball, because from Pee Wee, you're taught the inbounder is the most important man on the field.
Yes.
Somebody on the court. And nobody even turned their head to look at Zach LaVine.
Like, no, they decided to double-team Robin Lopez instead, who did score 11 points in the first quarter, but then only scored 8 the rest of the game.
All of a sudden, Robin Lopez requires a double team since
right.
When? They need to figure it out. Like, he is, in every sense of the word, coaching these guys.
Judy, I get that. It's not Brett Brown's fault that Mike Scott made that mistake, although he probably should have said during the huddle, because there was a timeout beforehand, hey, make sure you're guarding Zach LaVine. And maybe he did, and Mike Scott still made the mistake on his own. Who knows? But let me also say this. Why is it that the Bulls were close that game? Why were the Magic close the game before that? Like
the Bulls are, what, 18 and 40?
Yeah, they don't have 20 wins yet.
Should have been a guaranteed win, especially when you have the Pacers and Boston. We should have been a lock to the third seed by beat, and then you lose to an 18 and 47 team.
Yeah, and that's a problem. And, Judy, they do have the talent where when it's not working out like it did the other night against the Bulls, you have to put the blame on somewhere. And sometimes you do blame the players. And you're right. It's not. Like, 100% on Brett Brown.
He decides when he wants to turn it on and when he's not, he's going to be.
Yeah, but Jimmy Butler also scored 22 points for you the other night, Judy, and I appreciate the call. Butler scored 22 points. You're right. I get it. The game against the Magic, when the first three quarters he almost looked disinterested, but then the fourth quarter he turned it on. And people were complaining that he looked lost. But when people started complaining when the Magic started coming back. Like, I'm actually okay with what Jimmy Butler's doing. I'm not okay that he looks disinterested, obviously. But if you were to tell me that Jimmy Butler next season, let's say Butler comes back, let's say Tobias Harris comes back, and you have the same starting five. Let's go with the same starting five. If you told me that Joel Embiid was averaging 25 points per game next year, Simmons goes up from 17 to like 19, Tobias Harris is in the 21 to 23 range, and Butler's averaging 15 to 17, I'd be okay with that. Now the question is, does he get a max contract? Is that worth a max contract? Probably not. But what if you didn't have Jimmy Butler, and you had Embiid, Simmons, and Harris? Pretty good big three, but you're also in a league where you kind of need a big four at this point. Until the Warriors break up, which it could be after this season, because Durant's probably going to leave. But are you going to win with Justin Embiid, Simmons, and Harris? You could. You really could. Especially if you build a bench. But I like what Jimmy Butler's doing. Once if he's playing this role, once Embiid comes back, you'll see how well it'll take off. Because what Jimmy Butler has been doing the last couple of nights, even though they're just 4-3 in the last seven, what you've seen Jimmy Butler do, if he's doing the exact same thing, playing good defense and averaging 15 to 16 to 17 points per game, the Sixers are going to be dangerous come playoff time. Will in Newtown Square. Will, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on, Andrew?
What's up, Will?
Hey, man, I've been following you for a while, dude. You're doing a great job.
Thanks, man. I appreciate
you.
It.
Yeah, man. You actually just stole what I wanted to talk about with the whole Jimmy Butler thing. So let me throw you a curveball and actually move away from the Sixers if I can.
Give me your Sixers point first, and then we'll go to whatever else you want to talk about.
Well, no, I just wanted to talk about the game tonight, and the spread started off pretty high at 8.5, I think, and now it's dropped down to 7. I guess that's probably because Ben Simmons is
playing.
Yeah,
so it opened at 6.5. It went up to 8.5. It's back down to 7.5, and I think they moved it up because they probably thought Simmons was going to be out. It's back down to 7.5. It's still, you know, obviously a Houston.
What do you think that is? I mean, that seems like a Houston line.
Oh,
me,
totally. It's totally a Houston line. It's revenge factor after the Sixers beat him last time. After Corey Brewer, even though he's not on the team anymore, Corey Brewer was embarrassing Harden on the court. So you know James Harden, even though Corey Brewer's not on the court, James Harden's going to say, you know what? I'm lighting this bleeping team up for 50 tonight.
Yeah, no, I always fear that guy. You know, so definitely.
And they also have Clint Capella this time. And Clint Capella is probably one of the top 7 big men in the NBA. And he's going up against who? He's going up against Amir Johnson. And then late in the game, when they take Amir Johnson out, he's going up against Mike Scott.
Right.
All right, yeah. So what else you got? What was the other thing you had in mind?
No, I just wanted to quickly just throw out that I think the Flyers are done this year. I mean, I feel bad for them. I think they had a nice run there in the middle of the season. And I think it's just, you know, everybody's, you know, all hyped on Philly sports, you know, and with the Eagles, you know, the draft coming up or whatnot, and the Sixers and the Philly.
Yeah, but the Flyers will have their time soon, Will, and I appreciate the call. And real quick, I'm not going to go away from the Sixers too much, but the Flyers, I agree with Will. I think the season's over. I think the other night when they were down 5 points to both Pittsburgh and Montreal, and they were off that night, both teams won. So they were down 7 points, and then they were facing the Capitals the other night, and I said, you know what? I remember I was on with Jason. I said, they're going to lose tonight because they saw that both Pittsburgh and Montreal won. They're now up 7 points. They got no help from the rest of the league. They're going to lose, which they did, 5-3, but at one point it was 5-0. And now they got to face the Islanders, again in a revenge factor for the Isle, in New York. It's a tough spot. All right, back to the Sixers. 610-632-0975. First time all show, we have 3 open phone lines. I want to just tell you about these stats one more time. 610-632-0975. This should get you upset. Like, I'm just letting you guys know this so that you know it going into games. In the first quarter this season, the Sixers are averaging 31 points per first quarter, which is best in the NBA. Listen closely. I gave these out about an hour ago. 31 points per first quarter, which is best in the NBA for the Sixers. In the second quarter, they're averaging 29 points per second quarter. Just 2 points less, but they drop from that best in the NBA to 8th in the NBA. In the third quarter, out of halftime, the Sixers are averaging 27.8 points per third quarter, which is 15th in the NBA. And then the fourth quarter, 26.8 points per fourth quarter, 13th in the NBA. So what does that tell you? Teams are making adjustments, and the Sixers are not. And I don't have to be the one to tell you that. You might be hearing these stats for the first time, but I don't have to be the one to tell you this. You see it with your own eyes. What the Sixers run offensively in the first 20 seconds of the game, if they win the tip, is what you're seeing in the last 20 seconds of the game. Dribble handoffs constantly, over and over and over again. When Joel Embiid is playing, you see him at the top of the key, and I don't have a problem with it, but you see him at the top of the key, and you see him do the same handoff to Redick, screen for Redick. Redick either takes the shot, or he gives it back to Embiid, who either works on offense from the top of the key, or he rolls when he sets that screen for Redick. You see it over and over again. Like, it's nothing new. When have you seen a play that Brett Brown has drawn up where you go, that was a good play? That was a great play. I saw it in the middle of the season a little bit, about a month or two ago, when they were running the high-low with Embiid to Simmons. So Embiid was at the top of the key, running the high-low to Ben Simmons, who cut baseline. That was pretty good. Now, Embiid's not playing. That's one thing, but I haven't seen it as much. You have to be creative. You can't run the same two plays. Best in the NBA in the first quarter, to 8th, to 15th, and then back up to 13th. Like, that's good? It's not. 610-632-0975, one final segment to go. I'm Andrew Salchunas, filling in for Devon Givens, taking you up until 8 o'clock when we have Sixers-Rockets right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
And Jimmy Butler with a two-hand jam!
17 games remain, and the push to the playoffs is on. The Sixers travel to Houston to take on James Harden and the Rockets tonight at 8 on your home for 76ers basketball. 97.5 The Fanatic.
How much will you save at the JCPenney Mystery Sale? Find out this Friday through Sunday only. Shop in-store for your chance to get a peel-and-reveal coupon for savings of 30, 40, or even 50% off. But get in early. Coupons are limited. Plus, combine your coupon with amazing deals like 40% off select Exergen activewear for the entire family. It's 3 days only. Don't wait to reveal your deal. JCPenney. Offers valid 3-8 to 3-10. Giveaway in-store only while supplies last. Must be 18 or older. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is not just your regular daily cappuccino. It's the cappuccino to cap all cappuccinos. Because today, you put this $3 pick-me-up on your new City Rewards Plus card. It's the only card that rounds your points up to the nearest 10 on every purchase. You also earn double the points at supermarkets and gas stations for the first $6,000 per year. So this little cappuccino is a cappuccino yes. Introducing the City Rewards Plus card, designed to make the everyday more rewarding.
Jeep SUVs are legendary for giving you all kinds of freedom. The freedom of going anywhere, anytime in Jeep Wrangler. Motor Trend's 2019 SUV of the year. The freedom to travel in luxurious comfort with Jeep Grand Cherokee. The most awarded SUV ever. The freedom of taking in more fresh air in Jeep Compass with its available panoramic dual-pane sunroof. Or the freedom to push your adventures to new lengths with Jeep Cherokee's 31 MPG highway. During the Jeep Freedom Day sales event, well-qualified current lessees of competitive vehicles get a low mileage lease on the 2019 Jeep Compass Latitude 4x4 for $189 a month for 42 months with $3,199 due at signing. Tax, title, license extra. Jeep Grand Cherokee has received more awards over its lifetime than any other SUV. EPA estimated 4-cylinder front-wheel drive. Actual mileage may vary. Call 1-888-925-JEEP for details. Requires dealer contribution. Lease of Chrysler Capital. Excludes all other FCA vehicles. 25-cent charge for each mile over 35,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 4-1. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the freedom process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-765-CANCEL. That's 855-765-CANCEL. 855-765-CANCEL. Or come meet us face-to-face at your local office. TimeshareFreedomGroup.com.
Attention. If you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time, you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs greenlighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and saved millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now. 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937.
Hey, sis.
That's what you have to.
Shopping for phone plans.
Check out Walmart Family Mobile. They have two truly unlimited lines priced for under $75 a month, powered by T-Mobile. Plus all the latest phones.
Two lines for under $75?
Now with 5 gigabytes of mobile hotspot per line.
That's too good a value to pass up.
Touche, sister. Visit MyFamilyMobile.com or pick up your plans at Walmart today. Walmart Family Mobile. Get everything you love about Walmart and mobile. Video typically streams at DVD quality. See terms at MyFamilyMobile.com.
Looking to buy a new boat? Then don't miss Philly's only boat show, the 21st annual Greater Philadelphia Boat Show, March 8th through 10th at the Expo Center at Oaks. Shop and compare 20 dealers from 4 states. Save hundreds, even thousands with show-only specials. Philly Boat Show, March 8th through 10th, Expo Center at Oaks. Details at phillyboatshow.com. That's phillyboatshow.com.
Wake up with Alexa at 97.5, The Fanatic.
Set an alarm on Alexa. Then after it goes off, say,
Alexa, open 97.5, The Fanatic.
Now playing 97.5, The Fanatic.
Wake up and catch up on the latest Philly sports news on The Fanatic at 5. And Farzetta and Trey in the morning at 6.
97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, 7:36, final segment for myself, Andrew Salchunas, filling in for Devon Givens, Sixers Rockets tonight at 8 o'clock. Before we get back to the phones, I'm really excited, and you guys should be too. Following the game, normally Devon does the wraparound, but considering that, you know, I did updates for the morning show today and produce middays, I'm just doing the show leading into the game. But following the game, Tyler Zuli we'll be hosting, getting your reaction from tonight's game. So make sure you guys join Tyler Zuli tonight until midnight right here on The Fanatic. 610-632-0975. Clifton tweets in, it is beginning to look like the Sixers had Joel Embiid talk to the media last Saturday to try and calm any nervous fans. He also mentioned that now's about the time people get their playoff tickets. I don't think that had anything to do with it. I don't think the Sixers had Embiid talk. I think Embiid himself wanted to talk and say, hey, guys, like, don't worry. Because Embiid, you know he's active on Twitter. So he probably sees people saying, yo, dude, here we are again. You know, like, you're out. It's the knee again. It's the back. It's the foot. It's this. It's that. You're always getting hurt. I think he wanted to himself come out and say, listen, guys, I'm okay. I'm fine. Then again, I think he did it prematurely. Because he did it after his workout leading into the Warriors game. And the problem is not the workout. The problem is how you feel the following day. And as Keith Pompey said, following that workout with the Warriors, where he went hard and he looked good, he was sore the next day. Now, I haven't seen workouts since. I know he is still working out, but Brett Brown spoke today and he said he's progressing. But what is progressing? You didn't tell me he'll be back Sunday. Now, I'm sure he's not going to just say that, maybe in terms of game planning for the Pacers' sake. But here we are again. No idea when Joel Embiid's coming back. And out of the mouth of Joel Embiid, he said this week, it's Friday. Jason and Croydon. Jace, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Andrew, how's it going?
What's up, Jason?
First time caller.
Hey, thanks for calling, man.
I guess I want to call in. I want to talk a little bit about Ben Simmons. You know, after Embiid got hurt during the All-Star break, you know, I was annoyed with Ben Simmons all season. I was kind of giving up on him. But then when Embiid goes down, I started to remember how good Ben Simmons was last year. I started to see that ceiling again. So I guess my thoughts are, when Embiid does come back, I think maybe Brett Brown needs to change the line a little bit and try to keep them on the court individually as much as possible. Get up those 30.
No, they need to be on the court at the same time. Ben Simmons had this same run last year, you're right, when Joel Embiid was down. You're right.
Yep.
I think Ben Simmons is scoring more points because he's getting a chance to score more because Joel Embiid, the offense runs through him. So it's kind of like, all right, if I take normally 10 shots per game and I make 5 of them, that's 10 points. But the other guy that shoots 30 times is out, so now that number is going to balloon from 10 to about 20, and let's say I make 10 shots, now I'm scoring 20 points. I think it's also just the idea that Joel Embiid is out, and Ben Simmons is saying, listen, I'm one of the leaders on this team, so I'm going to try to take over for us.
But it was like last year when Embiid went down, it was the same thing. You know, Sixers go on some run. I think they won 15, 16 in a row.
They won 16 in a row. You're right.
And then Embiid comes back, and then in the playoffs, you know, Simmons doesn't show up. So I think they clash a little bit. I don't want to say completely keep them off the court together, but I don't think their two styles are well together. Ben Simmons is a runner. He likes to run and you know, pass and fast-paced offense.
Embiid still moves up the court pretty well, Jason. I appreciate the call. Here's the thing. Everybody that wants Joel Embiid down low 100% of the time, you can't do that because of Ben Simmons. Because Ben Simmons isn't shooting jump shots, right? Let's face it. You can't do it. That's why you see Joel Embiid at the top of the key, because it opens up space for Ben Simmons to move with or without the ball, to get down low, to be aggressive, to drive, and to throw one down. Ben Simmons is good enough where you want to do that with Joel Embiid. And you know what Joel Embiid is good enough at? Being able to play at the top of the key. Being able to shoot the three ball. Being able to pump and get whoever that center is that's guarding him to even just hesitate a little bit, thinking about jumping and trying to block a shot. And Embiid is quick enough to get past and score. They do gel together. And it's pretty obvious what the team looks like when Embiid's not on the court, which also means when Embiid and Simmons are not on the court at the same time. Now, in the 7 games that Joel Embiid has been out, Ben Simmons is averaging 19.1 points per game. 19.1, according to Basketball Reference. On the season, he's averaging 17. So he's only averaging 2 more points per game in the last 7 without Joel Embiid. It might look like he's being a little more aggressive. You're right. Kind of because he has to. But it's not like he's averaging 17 points per game on the season, and in these last 7, he's averaging 27. It's not that much of a difference. Mick in Havertown. Mick, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, good evening. Great show.
Thanks, man.
Hey, can we agree that the first thing a coach is, he's a communicator and a teacher?
Yes.
But what I'm seeing as far as this team, they're doing the exact same things over and over wrong.
Yes.
So either he's not telling them, or he is telling them, and they're just not doing it. Either way, he has to go.
If they're not doing it, that's probably even more damning, right? If they say, like, no, we're not going to do this, that means they have no respect for the guy. And apparently there was a report. I don't know if you heard this, if a lot of people missed this. There was a Chicago Bulls reporter that heard Jimmy Butler in the huddle when they designed that final play before the mishap with the clock, when it was the inbound of Jimmy Butler, the lob pass that they did with Robert Covington once, and it worked, so Brett Brown thinks it's always going to work. Jimmy Butler said in the huddle, you better come up with a better bleeping play than that. Like, Jimmy, I don't know if it's true or not. Maybe it was just a Chicago Bulls reporter who was, you know, trying to just stir a fire, but let's face it. Do you think that Jimmy Butler 100% would not say that? Probably not. There's a possibility that he would say that. And that just shows you the, I would say, lack of respect a player has for Brett Brown to say, you better come up with a better bleeping play than that.
Right, I hope they're not doing that. But another thing that kills us is his rotations. We all know about the 6-minute, okay, next group on.
The hockey rotation.
Correct. But you, the other night, and I've seen it a few times, I've seen JJ, TJ, and Boban in there at the same time, and none of these guys can cover their mouth before sneeze.
No.
I don't get it.
You're so slow
defense, and then they let the team right back into it.
Mick, you're totally right, man, and I appreciate the call. And I've said this time and time again. You have, I still don't say best, but you have arguably the best starting 5 in the Eastern Conference, and some might say in the NBA. There shouldn't be a time in the game, there should not be a moment in the game when there isn't at least 2 of those guys on the court, and I would say even 3. And if it's 2 guys on the court, it's got to be Ben Simmons and somebody who can shoot, right? It's got to be Simmons and somebody who can shoot, or maybe it's Harris and Butler, and then T.J. McConnell can facilitate the ball for about 8 minutes in an entire game. Not saying 8-minute stretch. There should not be a time where at least 2 of those guys aren't on the court But it all depends when Joel Embiid comes back and he's healthy. Hopefully it's this Sunday against the Pacers. All right, everybody, enjoy the Sixers game tonight. Sixers-Rockets, they will be tipping off a little after 8 o'clock. It's a nationally televised game, so it's not going to start right at 8 o'clock. But, of course, if you're on the road, you can listen to the game with Tom McGinnis right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tomorrow morning, I will be on from 9 a.m. till noon, and then again Sunday from 9 p.m. till midnight. So I got to, you know, let you guys know what I'll be doing. So check me out tomorrow morning. Hopefully, it's a Sixers win. If not, feel free to let it all out tomorrow morning from 9 a.m. till noon. Also, tomorrow, Bryce Harper making his debut with the Phillies at 1 o'clock. So I'll be talking about that as well. So for now, everybody, enjoy Sixers Rockets. I will talk to you tomorrow morning. And tonight, following the Sixers game, Tyler Zuli until midnight right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.